For the first time since 1987, one of the nation's governors is in a wheelchair. Back then, it was George Wallace of Alabama who was paralyzed after an assassination attempt. Now it is Governor Greg Abbott of Texas, who was paralyzed from the waist down after a tree fell on him in 1984. He talked about that during his campaign.
You know, too often you hear politicians get up and talk about having a spine of steel. I actually have one. And I will use my steel spine to fight for you and for Texas families every single day.
Abbott is a Republican and has been criticized for not standing up for others with disabilities. Bob Kafka is a quadriplegic. He's organizer for ADAPT of Texas. That's a disabilities advocacy organization in Austin. He joins us now. Bob, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jeremy. Glad to be here.
Well, first of all, what does it mean to you as a disabled Texan that your fellow citizens have voted for Greg Abbott?
I think it shows the evolution of the disability rights community. You know, most people don't think of disability rights as civil rights, but in 1990, when the Americans with Disabilities Act was passed, it passed as a civil rights piece of legislation. And like other disability rights, civil rights organizations, you know, the move towards the political arena has been growing, and Greg Abbott being able to run and win in the third largest state in the country, I think, is a tribute to the people who before him fought for, you know, disability rights, and many people even went to jail fighting for the right to have equal community integration.
Did Abbott make any promises to the disabled community during the campaign? How much did he talk about his own disability?
Well, a group of organizations held what we called a Texas Disability Issues Forum, and we invited both the candidates for the Democratic and Republican for governor, lieutenant governor, and attorney general. All the Democrats accepted our offer. None of the Republicans. Greg Abbott, though, did return a survey. And so we do have him on record on issues around employment, transportation, attendance services. But people were very, very disappointed that he didn't show up at our forum, which was broadcast statewide and had over 300 people in the room here in Austin.
But why do you think he didn't?
Well, on one hand, we're proud that a person with a disability could be elected governor. On the other hand, we don't give him a pass on disability issues. And he may have felt that many in the room may have booed him because his position on the ADA is more of a states' rights than a federal civil rights position. His position on Medicaid, which funds home and community-based services so people can live and not go into institutions, is very much, you know, to block granted, which would cut a lot of services. So on one hand, we're proud that a person with a disability could be governor, but on the other hand, he doesn't get a pass just because he has a disability and doesn't support the things that most people in the state of Texas support.
Well, and in fact, in his capacity as attorney general of the state of Texas, he actually fought against a number of disabled people in discrimination suits. There was a case in 2004 when his office argued that an amputee was not disabled because she wore a prosthetic leg. There was another case in which he argued against a blind pharmacy professor in Amarillo who wanted reflective tape on the stairs to her office. What do you think about that and his record as attorney general?
Well, we're going to challenge him to explain to us how you square that circle. How can you take a federal civil rights law, the Americans with Disabilities Act, and then, on the other hand, use a states' rights argument? It just doesn't work. And, you know, it's really disappointing that he has taken that position. But, you know, Texas has not elected a Democrat in almost a quarter of a century. And, you know, we in the disability community are going to challenge him and the Texas legislature to push for things that we feel will enhance people's community integration. This is the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act, and there's celebrations all over the country. We're having one here in the first part of March. And so we just really want him to support, you know, the services and the rights of people with disability.
Now, anybody listening to this will hear your voice and know that you are not a native Texan. Do I hear New York there?
Yeah, it's funny. I kid around a lot that I'm from the South, but it's the South Bronx.
Okay.
You know, we kid around a lot, but if you like a challenge, come on down to Texas.
How easy is it to get around Texas these days in 2015 with a disability?
Well, it depends on which city you are. You know, Texas is a huge state, and the urban areas are a lot better than the rural areas. And even in the urban areas, there's a mixed bag in terms of not only services for people who use wheelchairs, but people with cognitive disabilities, people who are blind, people who are deaf, people with mental health. I mean, I don't think people realize how degrading it is when a group of people, your friends, want to go to a restaurant and you can't get in, or you go to a restaurant and the bathroom isn't accessible, or you go to a public meeting and there isn't an interpreter for the deaf. You know, what it does is just beat you down. And I do know, though, that we try to work together to push. You know, the disability rights community has very much worked together because we've realized that we're more powerful when we work as a group. And so the disability rights community has been fighting these sort of inequities now for more than 25 years. And though we've, you know, as they say, we've come a long way, baby, we really still have a long way to go. You know, people still consider most people with disabilities as inferior, childlike, broken. We call it the medical model, and that's what we continue to fight.
So it's not just an issue of adding ramps or making places more accessible. It is a cultural issue, you're saying.
Yeah, it's very much so. It's attitudinal combined with the access we need. And when we talk about access, it's not just ramps. It's also program access because, you know, there's such a varied types of disabilities. We have children, young adults, older people with disabilities. You know, the big issue ADAPT is working on is to get community services. Right now, there's an entitlement to nursing homes, and all community services are optional. You know, it's totally upside down, but since 1965, when Medicare and Medicaid were first designed, they thought that's where people with disabilities needed to be, nursing homes and other institutions. Now, almost 50 years after that, we're still trying to fight and tear down those walls of the institutions.
So, Bob Kafka, given all of that, is it a net plus or minus that you've got a governor in office in Texas? As we said, the first time since 1987 that there has been a governor in a wheelchair in this country. Is that going to be good for people with disabilities in Texas?
Well, I can tell you just my personal view, and sometimes they call me Bobby Anna because I like to look at, you know, things that half full rather than half empty, is we're going to challenge and try to work with the governor and, you know, actually ask him to support those things that will benefit. And he will either prove that he is not supportive of issues that the most in the disability community, or he will have a record of fighting for not only disabled Texans, but the rest of the community.
That's Bob Kafka, who is an organizer for ADAPT of Texas. That's a disabilities advocacy organization, joining us from Austin. Bob, thank you so much.
Thank you very, very much. Free our people.